Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love the way it sounds on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. Does this make me crazy? Speaking of crazy, the Black Sabbath song we're listening to there. The Dolphins have two joint practices this week with the Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell's Detroit Lions, and I'm scared, and I'm not on the Dolphins. But I feel like if you spend a lot of the offseason talking about getting tougher or alluding to getting tougher and creating a tougher backbone for the squad from the top on down, and then you walk into Debo's house, like you, it's like you're going to prison, right? And so you talk a big, like get hard. You talk a big game, mm-hmm. and you're like, you know, I got to handle my business when I get there. And then all of a sudden they put you in Debo's cell and you're like, I had this plan, but this guy just took the chain right off my neck. And so I wonder what's going to go on with these joint practices and the Dolphins. Because you know the Lions pride themselves on being tough. Dan Campbell prides himself on being tough. So what's going to happen when the fancy kids come to the neighborhood and they've been yapping about being tough for a while?
It's you don't just say, I'm getting tough now. You recruit, you draft, you sign tough free agents. You have a whole – it's an organizational – approach to toughness. To your point, like the Get Hard movie, you don't wake up one day and say, hey, make me ready for prison. You gotta be ready for prison. And I'm interested in how this goes down, because I'm telling you, Dan Campbell is bringing in guys that he doesn't have to say be tough,
right?
Their moms and dads had them tough out of the womb. So I'm interested in this thing. We're actually going to Detroit tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yes, we're going to go to the joint practices. So I can really see it now when the private school boy walks into the hood and sees what happens.
When are the practices? I don't even know.
Tomorrow and Thursday.
Tomorrow and Thursday?
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, and then I guess they're all morning. Friday and then have the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think I get to Detroit at like 9:00 and I think the practice is like 10:30. It's tomorrow morning sometime.
Hopefully you're not there for too long.
I'll be able to update you on little Sebastian walking into the hood.
It sounds good in your head sometimes. Oh yeah, I'll show him how it's done.
I told you that time I fought Andre Davis at Florida, where I felt as if I was ready to fight a grown man until I wasn't ready to fight a grown man, and I had to try to stab him with a pencil because he.
What will you do if there's a scrap and Mike McDaniel runs towards the scrum as he did in Chicago, and you see it's getting dicey for coach? And I don't know if Dan Campbell is swinging on him or it's just a big melee, and you see Mike McDaniel in trouble. Will Channing Crowder come to Mike McDaniel's aid? We know Teron Armstead took off. He was there just observing the practice. He's not on the team anymore. And he went out there to try to break things up. Will Channing Crowder do the same?
If Dan Campbell and Mike McDaniel start fighting, it's going to be like a lion jumping on a baby gazelle. Mm. And I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not running in there.
In what situation would you run out to help Mike McDaniel? Is there any situation? What if his joggers have ridden up too far under the knee and you see he might be getting sunburn on his calves? Will you run out and pull his pants down a little bit to cover his calves?
That's a chance. If he gets into a into a strong verbal debate with a pack of Girl Scouts, I might walk over and try to de-escalate.
Interesting. So if you get mouthy or lippy with a big fella, you won't just stand behind him where he doesn't even know you're there just to say, hey, I got my coach's back.
I pull my phone out and get video.
Mm, that's good. That's what I would do. Yeah.
What if he's struggling?
Yeah. No, I'm not. It's if Solana gets in a fight with Jalen Phillips, I'm not running in. And you, my boy, Solana, like, I'm not going over there. I'm not ready for that anymore. I had to pull a box of trash to the front yard for bulk pickup and took a nap afterwards.
Really?
The box
right
was
there
gigantic.
Out on the curb? Just you pulled the,
it's bulk pickup
trash
day
out there and then
Asia
went
like,
right
hey.
To sleep out there?
Asia said, hey, you got to pull that box of old fireworks around the front. And I pulled it around the front of the house from the backyard, and I took an hour nap afterwards. There's no, I'm not fighting Dan Campbell. I did take out of sleep for 3 days.
What if Mike McDaniel was struggling finishing his kids' meal chicken tenders? Would you then, in fact, step in and lend a hand there, Crowder?
What he got three down? He had an extra left.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he have honey mustard?
I think he's a ketchup guy.
I think he goes no sauce. I think he goes no sauce. Are the apple slices
Has he already eaten his apple slices and his gummy bears?
What if you see me getting lippy with Mike Cugno from CBS4? And you know, I like to poke and prod Cugno. And so one day we're out and Cugno just doesn't take to my shenanigans like he usually does. Cugno is prickly that day. He steps to me. He's got muscles. I don't. He's all toned. I'm not. Would you step in to save me from Mike Cugno?
That's going to be bad because it's me and Cugno on you.
So you just immediately side with him. I see.
Hawk, that's a tough day for you, brother.
Well, let me pick someone you don't like. Antoine makes the schedule. I don't like where I'm scheduled. And Antoine and I start to have a fight. Will you jump in between us?
Yeah, I got you with Antoine. Ain't got a chance, Hawk. I got you back. I'm running in.
Find someone. All right, so you're saying
I'm running in.
I got carte blanche to go after Antoine.
Yeah, you got old Amberjack? Yeah, I got you with Amberjack.
All right, fair enough.
I need easy wins, Hawk. Like, Mike is going to fight forever. He was fighting for 3 years.
Yeah.
I need a – if you ever fought Lynn – Weiner? Oh, Hawk, I got you.
I don't think I need help with Len, though, because do you remember when he had the tackling dummy exercise and we saw the video of that when he was out at Dolphins camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, his knees don't bend.
It was fascinating, to say the least, because I've seen people go through a turnstile at a game with more ferocity than Len hit the tackling dummy. If Len trying to go through the turnstile, say, at a train station, with the energy that he hit the tackling dummy with, he would not get the turnstile to turn. He would end up draped over it like a washcloth.
Bruise up his hips. All his hips are bruised up. Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm 40. I'll be 41 this year. I got to pick my fights now, fellas. Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yeah, I've been at places and like one of them young, big, thick workout four times a week leg day guys. They'll say something crazy, and I look like, everything okay, brother? You want a drink or something? I don't know if I got it. I don't know if I got that anymore. Cause
What happened to you, man? Perks, right? We need more testosterone on this show. What happened to you, bro?
Yeah, we don't have the mental or physical toughness. Chris Perkins said it.
Yeah.
I think we got mental toughness. We could outthink some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
We could find a way to get the termites out of the little out of the little mound. Yeah, exactly. We'd intelligent them to death.
Brain power. Brain power over sheer power any day of the week for this show.
Yeah, we don't have much sheer power.
Odell Beckham has retired.
Wasn't that 2 years ago?
By the way, speaking of reclamation projects, David Furones tweeted out today, this is not the week for Darren Waller to return to practice. Mike McDaniel said he's not throwing big pass-catching tight end into the fire of joint practices just out of retirement. Here's the one thing that scares me about that. We're doing to Darren Waller now what Brian Flores did to Tua, which is we're like swaddling them like babies. I get that Darren Waller didn't play for a year. He's still a big, bad dude. He's a football player. You're telling me he's not ready for joint practices today, but he was okay to give him several million dollars and think he's going to replace Jonnu Smith by next month? Like, get him out there. I'm so confounded by that.
Huck, no information my way. Haven't talked to anyone about him. There has to be something physical or mental going on with Darren Waller. Because to your point, like, you don't have to throw him into 9-on-7 team run. You're telling me he can't go 1-on-1 with a linebacker a couple times at practice? Like, what's that going
to
hurt?
And he'll be able to 3.5 weeks from now? Like, that's the part that's confusing me. You're right. There's probably more to it. We know he's dealt with his issues, so maybe there is more to it.
Yeah. And he's new to the team and hasn't practiced, so they can just say, We're preparing him. There's no follow-ups after those questions.
Plus, he's an artist now. He's a hip-hop and R&B artist, man. That guy...
No, I get it. I'm just saying if a month ago you decided he's the guy to replace Jonnu Smith, the most productive guy on your offense, and then all of a sudden you're 3 weeks out, 3.5 weeks from the regular season, and you're saying... he's not ready for even joint practices. Well, then maybe you should have paid Jonnu Smith. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just confused by that.
Yeah.
The way that transpired.
I think we misread the situation, truthfully. Not just us. I think the fan base misread the situation. This idea that, oh, they went out, they got Darren Waller after trading Jonnu Smith. That's who's going to replace Jonnu Smith. And then we find out how much he's getting paid, which is $2 million, which in theory is nothing. And now he's not even playing. He's on the PUP list. And we're 3 weeks into training camp. He's still on the PUP list. I don't think the Dolphins ever actually thought Darren Waller was going to be a above serviceable tight end. This to me seems more like
you might be
we're throwing him a bone.
The timing. No, it was the timing. So
right.
Jonnu traded, Darren Waller signed. We put two and two together. Oh, yeah. They got Darren Waller, but it just happened to be Darren Waller was out there, said, hey, if I do play, it'll be for Frank Smith and the Dolphins. And they were like, okay, we'll give you an incentive-laden contract. It wasn't cause and effect. I think you're right on that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the more and more we're learning about this entire situation, this dude's not ready to play football, and he's definitely not ready to go be a starting tight end in the NFL for an offensive attack that needs their tight end to be productive. Like, he's just not ready for it.
Okay, well, let's go sign a real tight end then, because this Julian Hill is not going to cut it. So, seriously,
And I saw Durham Smythe on the Bears. I mean, what happened, everybody? Where's all our tight ends?
Where's our tight end? If he – and we did talk about it when he's – I think it's a bonus guy, a bonus player. If he ends up being something, it's a bonus to the team. Like you're saying, the money's not that. But so now let's go get someone to replace Jonnu Smith. Because these guys aren't doing it. What did the tight end do in the Bears game? I haven't heard tight end talk from anyone. Well, oh, he's out there balling. I haven't heard
Zach
that from
Wilson,
anybody.
One-hopped a pass to Tanner Connor, I believe. And
Tanner
Julian,
Connor.
Julian Hill.
And Solana, you're throwing around this he's an artist thing a little too.
Oh, he's too, an artist.
Too easily. Have you heard his song? Jimmy Fine.
He's a
Jimmy
rapper.
Fine is.
He is. Talk. He's decent.
Jimmy Fine, his song. He's terrible.
He's not terrible. He's decent.
When I get on the offensive team, all the defense looks at me. Jimmy, find his songs.
Nah, there's some...
You think his songs are good?
He's got bars, man. Yeah, he's got.
I want to do like athletes turned into rappers ranking because Dame Lillard is good. Right. Shaq was good. Darren Waller is good.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders.
Must be the money.
Yeah. Don't hate on that.
No, bro. If you listen to his last song that he sung with John Gruden.
What? He made a song with John Gruden?
Did a collab with John Gruden?
He sung a song on, he did a song, John Gruden knew the lyrics, and it's a terrible song.
Huh. I think I may have seen that clip now that you say it.
When I walk on the field, the safeties stare at me. What?
MCJG.
Even
what did you just say?
Even his song titles are what you would anticipate a athlete turned artist song titles would be. Faith Test, All in Your Head, Streets Get Cold.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something before you start making fun of Darren Waller, who I think has bars. Mm-hmm. Everything that you're spitting out there is what Denzel Washington does, and Crowder holds him up as like God. And I'm going to play sound later today of Denzel Washington. He was on First Take, and they were asking him about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. And he starts doing this crap that you're making fun of Darren Waller for. But when Denzel does it, oh, my God, he is so wise. He's Denzel Washington.
That's Denzel Hawk.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing that Darren Waller's doing. It's the same thing you find on a pillow.
Please find a Darren Waller song. Find a Darren Waller song.
We'll get it. Here's what we'll do. Let's do headlines because Omar Kelly is going to join us. Omar Kelly will be our training camp report for this hour. And the training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. We'll get a training camp report and a preview of Detroit with Omar Kelly. Let's do headlines first, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
Where at?
Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
I forgot the question.
Yeah, me too.
I thought you'd say, how crater is it? Because I had said too much there. I didn't.
I forgot the question.
We're going to have to work on that, man. That was tough. Did you finish the liner? I'm confused. Do I do headlines
totally
here?
Totally finished.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Heat had a press conference today with La Voz, Jose Pañeda. And they announced that they're going to play their preseason, their first preseason game in Puerto Rico against the Magic, October 4th. Mm,
very cool. Cool, cool.
In Perre.
Puerto Rico's nice, man.
Beautiful.
Bad Bunny doing a residency in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
They have a resort there that has slides, and the slides spit you out into the ocean.
Really?
Like a side of a mountain. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I can't do that.
That's just scary.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You guys saw was it Royal Caribbean?
Royal Caribbean.
Yeah, that there was like a video going viral that the slide cracked one of the acrylic pieces of slide.
A guy fell out of it.
Well, no, he didn't fall out. That was misinformation. 100% sure.
Wow, because I read that he was in stable condition.
No, he didn't fall out. He was cut, and they did have to provide stitches and care for one of the passengers when the glass broke. But that video that was going around that the guy actually fell out, like, people just made that up. Nobody
right.
Fell
you don't
out
you don't life. See anyone falling out. I just right. read a report that he was in stable. I made the assumption that he had fallen out. Makes more sense that he just kind of got scraped up.
Yeah. Seems worth it to me. Couple stitches.
Water slides don't do it for me. But that might be 55 years old talking, because they, you know, when I was younger, I liked them. I mean, literally now a water slide is so far down on the list of something I would ever consider doing.
Nah, you're crazy, man. Islands of Adventure and all that stuff in Orlando. Oh, no. That's fun.
Nah.
I like water slides way more than roller coasters.
Well, that's just dumb. I love a water slide. Like, I'll go to Blizzard Beach. What's the one that Jimmy goes with his friends every year?
Rapids.
Rapids. Like, I'll go to those places, but better than a roller coaster? I mean, get out of here.
Yeah.
That's a dumb thing.
You get wet, like you're hot, and then you get in the water, and then it has the, you know, the tubes.
Yeah. Give me a bathtub,
no seat belt,
my iPhone, and an Aperol spritz.
I'm not getting in a tube with Jimmy. Just two and another boy in a two-man. I'm not doing it.
Those are the best ones, though, the two-mans. You and somebody else. You have feet to feet the entire way. It's more. You're more heavy, that. More kinetic.
No, you're not feet to feet. Someone's neck is in the other person's crotch.
Nah.
Let's be honest. You know how it goes.
Feet to feet. Feet to feet.
No, thank you.
The NBA has been releasing games and schedule, parts of their schedule. I don't know if you guys saw a couple days ago. Maybe you talked about it on Friday. Opening night of the NBA will be October 21st. The Rockets are going to play the Thunder. And then that's KD's new team going up against his former team in the Oklahoma City Thunder, the NBA champs. And then the Golden State Warriors will play the Los Angeles Lakers. We found out there's going to be a doubleheader on ESPN opening week. Knicks, Cavs, Mavs versus Spurs, and then Thunder versus Pacers, Warriors versus Nuggets. Christmas Day games were released as well. I saw games that are going to be played on Martin Luther King Day were released as well. And no mention of the Miami Heat. They must have forgotten to release all these primetime games for the Miami Heat.
Mm. Well, they're probably waiting to see if Haywood Highsmith bounces back from his injury.
You're going to tell them, Hawk, you want me to. We're not a premier NBA team as we sit here today.
Well, that's fine. I'll have fun in Puerto Rico for the preseason. Everybody else enjoy the regular season. I'll have fun in Perre. Everybody else enjoy it. Dolphins joint practices tomorrow. Cam Smith apparently is going to practice, according to Mike McDaniel, try to save his job. Your weather.
McDaniel's job. That's the way that I heard it. Like, Mike McDaniel says Cam Smith is going to practice to try to save his job. Like, I was like, huh, really? Mike McDaniel's putting all his ducks in the Cam Smith box.
Cam Smith better not line up in front of Rob St. Brown, whatever the hell his name is. He's going to really lose his job then.
They got that little
fast boy too. Williams.
Yeah, bro,
Detroit got some receivers now.
But you don't put ducks in a box. I'm not exactly certain what I was trying to say there, but I said Mike McDaniel's putting all his ducks in the Cam Smith box. But I don't think the ducks go in a box. I don't know what I was trying to say, but it wasn't that.
Is it ducks in a row?
No. You know what? It is ducks in a row, but that's not what I meant either. I meant eggs in a basket. I came up with ducks in a box.
Because Storm Duck.
I don't know what it was, but it was not. I meant all his eggs in the Cam Smith basket. I ended up with all his ducks in the Cam Smith box. Which, unless there's holes poked in the top of the box, the ducks are going to die. I mean, there's no question.
Yeah.
They can't survive in the box.
over for those ducks. The duck box.
Like, they put these guys on FM for this?
The duck box.
Hawk, I don't think you've ever been so wrong in a segment before that I've been doing shows with you. I mean, you're wrong about the ducks in the box. I don't know what you're talking
about.
What
else was I wrong about?
You were wrong about the guy who you just assumed fell from the...
I wasn't wrong. That was just an assumption. That was incorrect assumption.
You said he fell through the slide. He didn't fall through the slide.
There's still debate on that. No, I'm not certain you're right.
Okay. And you were just wrong about everything this segment. Truthfully, bizarre.
I don't think you have many examples other than ducks in a box. And to be quite honest, Crowder called him Roy St. Brown. And I believe he was talking about Amon Ra. I think you called him Roy.
I said Ra St. Brown. That's his cousin. They just signed him the other day.
I love his dad. His dad was on that Netflix show that I watched. And when Amon-Ra went down with an injury, he just was insistent that he has to drink Coca-Cola to get better. And it was my favorite scene on that show. And it was like, are you drinking Coca-Cola? He's talking to his son. And he's like, did you make sure you had a Coke? Did you make, like, that was the cure-all from his dad, that you just got to drink Coca-Cola. And I'm all for that.
His dad's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm on the pivot.
Did you hear him? We had Amon-Ra St. Brown on the pivot, not his dad though.
Gotcha.
Did you hear his dad talking about like breeding? Like I talk about it where you have to breed up.
Yes.
And
yes.
Hilarious. See now your mama white. Y'all can't have no babies with no white woman because now you're cutting the black too much. Hilarious.
All right, your weather, it's, I don't know, like 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 70s. That's your weather.
All right, Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald going to talk some Dolphins with us in the next segment, so do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Omar Kelly going to join us here on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. Omar was in Chicago, I believe, when we switched to FM. So I don't think he's done a morning show yet with the FM signal behind.
I came back
voice.
And it was a whole new radio station. I'm like, damn, am I still employed? Well, like, what's going on over here?
Not only are you employed, but wait till you hear your voice on FM. Holy hell. Omar Kelly is a columnist covering the Dolphins for the Miami Herald, and you can read his work on the Herald app or in the actual Herald or at miamiherald.com. And I want to talk about Dolphins Bears and preview Dolphins Lions. And I also remind me by the end of this segment to press Omar a little bit. The man has a hatred for the city of Chicago, which I consider to be maybe the greatest city in the entire country. And ooh. I don't know if Omar's going to the wrong places or is with the wrong people, but you can't tell me that when you stand in front of that bean, you don't feel like you're watching one of the great wonders of the world.
Hold on, wait a minute. What is the bean? Is it an alien spaceship? What is the bean?
Yeah, it's a metallic bean. It's in
the
title.
And the purpose of the metallic bean is?
Look at it and be amazed, and you see the reflections. Take a picture of the reflections, and there's a nice fountain there. The weather's beautiful, and you stand in amazement of the bean.
Okay, we have a silver bean in the middle of a city that's your number one tourist site.
No, you look at the bean, and then you go get some deep dish pizza, and tell me you're not in heaven. I don't know what. I mean, what are you doing?
I am clearly doing it wrong.
We'll get there. We'll get there. It's not hay a bean. We'll get there.
Yeah, that's a bean.
What are some of your takeaways? What are some of your takeaways from the Dolphins Bears game on Sunday? I happen to see a lot of things. I said it yesterday when we started the show. I watched Tua on that first drive. He looked like he's in midseason form to me. I love his composure back there. I thought the O-line gave him plenty of time. Obviously, you'd like to see him actually score after a 10-minute drive, but that's neither here nor there for me in preseason. So the one thing I really wanted to see, which was Tua and composure, and I saw it, and he looks like a great veteran quarterback to me, which is who I think he is. What did you take away from Sunday's game? Anything of the sort?
I love the fact that he played. I felt after throwing three interceptions and them getting bullied in a joint practice, the offense, I was like, there's no way you're going to let me go out like that. I gotta get my get back. It's disappointing that they didn't score, but Jalen Wright is not a pounded in back. And I think you're learning that now. I'm very disappointed that Alexander Mattison suffered a season-ending neck injury. I hope he's going to be all right. In my opinion, he was clearly the number two back. Now you're kind of forced to elevate Ollie Gordon a little bit. Jalen Wright, hopefully he reminds me of Daniel Thomas, to be honest with you. And I'm not in. I hope one day my opinion changes, but I just don't see it. I like the way the first team offensive line played. I love the way they ran to the right. Larry Borum has gone from horrible to mediocre, which is great. Clearly we should all have issues about the depth on the offensive line. And to be honest with you, I can't wait till Liam Eikenberg comes back, because he got to be the savior of that offensive line.
Let's go, Eikenberg.
Yeah, man. They make Liam Eikenberg look good. Like, they are bad, and they've been bad. Uh-oh. So
that's what happens when you talk bad about the bean. Now you're on a list. You're on a terrorist watch list.
If you could explain the bean and make it make sense to me, maybe I get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, we got him. He's somewhere between Miami Gardens and Miramar.
We got him. you bring up that the series down inside the five. Was that McDaniel trying to? I don't know. I don't want to say prove something, but that him trying to be tough or trying to show the team or show somebody something?
I think no matter where they were, if there were 2 yards to convert and get it, they were going to go for it. They could have been at the 20. They're 20. They were going to go for it, because this team is trying to change their identity. Even the Chicago came out and just bullied them. I mean, Channing, explain to me, what does thud mean?
Does thug?
Thud. When you're a football player.
Oh, that means slap the hip, run past and slap their hips. And now you got them because you got two hands on their hip.
Okay. They were slamming people into the ground. And I was just like, wow, this is like they receivers were getting killed over the middle. From the safeties, they were headhunting, and I was like, this ain't the joint. This, like, people should have been thrown out in that joint practice. But if you're Mike McDaniel, what you gonna say? You gonna say, oh, y'all are hitting my players too hard? Y'all are, and he wanted to see how his team responded to that. They did not respond very favorably. And I think that they need that. And they also need a physical practice, two joint practices against Detroit. I think they intentionally chose these these preseason opponents, because they have to change this team's identity. They have to become more tougher, and that includes mentally tougher.
But Omar, didn't we learn that with that drive? Because you and I were in disagreement on that on the pregame show, because in my mind, nothing that happens in a preseason game will change the course of this team in the sense that they go out there one drive, two a plays, they get to the inside the 5 yard line, and whether or not they convert that doesn't mean that they're a tough team or not. Like, and I understand the idea of mentally that they're trying to change, you know, how they feel about themselves. I get that. But at the end of the day, they fell short. They couldn't punch it in because they are who they are, Omar. So I was going to ask you, like, do you feel like you came away from that game saying, hey, they're a tougher team than they were a year ago? Because I didn't. And it's I'm not calling them soft. I just don't think that because you go out there and you're trying to say you're a tougher team that you are. Like, you are who you are. I just think the Dolphins are a finesse team.
I think you have to practice it. They are working and have been working before the joint practices to change that finesse reputation. I could tell you without a doubt, they run the ball better than they did last year. They are a lot more physical to the line of scrimmage. Patrick Paul looks good on all the courts. The question is, will that remain consistent when you take a couple of injuries on the offensive line? And, you know, y'all saw the backups. Y'all saw it. It's not good. So I think they have to get deeper on the offensive line. But the front line guys, I think they will definitely run the ball better, in my opinion. Now, that red zone situation, be honest with you, I would probably rather Devon Achane in there than Jalen Wright. But they were trying to prove something with Jalen and trying to give him an opportunity, and it didn't work. And it wasn't necessarily Jalen's fault, because Jonah had allowed his defender to get in the backfield for that 3-yard loss.
But shouldn't that be Ollie Gordon? He's big as hell. Ollie Gordon, I just first time I saw him play.
Yeah.
6'2", 230, mm-hmm. whatever it is, 225.
It should have been Alexander Madison, but now that's off the table. But
moving forward, if you need 18 inches, put that big bastard in the backfield.
Yeah. I think they'll be headed in that direction. I don't really know what the two new backs they added. They were always thin at tailback. Now they have to add two new backs. It'll be interesting to see what they bring to the table. But to be honest with you, they're probably just hold me down backs until 32, 31 other teams cut three backs, and then they could choose from that sort of grocery list. But I agree with you. Ollie looked impressive, probably more impressive than I've seen him in training camp. But then for rookies, I'm patient because a lot is thrown at them at one time. And a lot of times they don't start flashing until their first preseason game, where they realize, okay, this is the game that I've always known and loved.
What I want to ask you about Chicago real quick, though. What do you think joint practices are going to look like? And do you think we'll see any of the starters Saturday in preseason game two?
I think you will see the starters Saturday in preseason game two. I think game three has been used for people who are on the fringe of making the roster and really testing out the last look. Joint practices, I know Dan Campbell, so it's going to be physical, and it's probably going to be a little bit extra. So I'm interested to see if they're going to be able to respond to that. I know the defense will. They can do their thing. I don't worry about the defense. They'll probably be a top 10 unit. The offense, they have so many small receivers. And what Chicago taught me is when a team pressed them, all those receivers get rerouted. And Tua throws to spots. He doesn't throw to open receivers. And a lot of his passes were balls thrown where there was no defender anywhere near it, because those receivers were jammed up at the line of scrimmage. And to me, if you're Anthony Weaver and you don't start pressing these receivers to get them ready for what they'll face in the season, you'll be making a mistake.
And we talked about where Malik Washington might be the third receiver. He's 5'8", Waddle's 5'10", Tyreek's 5'10". Do we have a threat that's over 6 feet? Do we have a tight end that can threaten the defense? Is there anyone that's over 6 feet that could catch a touchdown this season?
Darren Waller, and that's the hope that I can give you. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, he'd been one of the disappointments of training camp, but he had a good at first exhibition game. That's another guy that has to develop chemistry with Tua. The thing I've learned about Tua is Tua doesn't trust you. Tua doesn't throw to you. That's just universal. But I think Tua's realizing now, especially when he saw how Chicago played them, I need to utilize these bigger receivers, because all these small little gadget guys, you know, all this motion stuff, sometimes they're just going to get jammed up at the line of scrimmage. And I have to learn to rely on other people as opposed to just throwing the ball to check down. So Darren Waller, Mike said a joint practice isn't the right time to unveil him. I kind of disagree with Mike. He should at least be doing individuals right now. So maybe next week we get to Jacksonville and he starts to practice. So Mike is not going to practice him this week against Detroit. And then next week we got joint practices too. So he's not going to practice him against Jacksonville. So we're just going to unleash Darren Waller when the regular season arrives. Is that the plan? I don't know I don't know what's going on with that, in that situation, because he looks fit, he looks healthy, but Mike just does not want to put him out there.
Crowder's going to be in Detroit for the joint practices, and I suggested to him that if Mike McDaniel starts to mix it up with Dan Campbell, there's a scrum, Mike McDaniel throws his hat in the ring there, that, you know, Crowder maybe should help coach out a little bit and back him up. And Crowder says, no, he will not do so.
He's not fighting Dan Campbell. Nah. Was
you
Campbell
seen
on
Dan
the staff
Campbell?
Yeah, nah. Dan's a tank.
Dan, I played Dan when he was in Detroit. Dan has a 33-inch waist and the shoulders of a Greek god. Dan Campbell is big as hell.
Yes, he is.
I pick and choose my fights.
Yeah, no. And Mike should too, because that they were in a melee in Chicago. It was a beautiful thing, Crowder. You would have enjoyed it. I know you would have. And Mike got right in the middle of it. And all you see is like 260 to 300-pound men swinging punches at each other, and then Mike McDaniel's like trying to separate them. It was cute. I'll admit that. then you saw
no daddy. Like, no, don't fight daddy.
I like the little guys. I root for them. All right, Omar, we're out of time. What is your favorite city? You travel to cities all over the country.
What is your favorite city? San Diego. I like New York. I like Atlanta. I'm sorry. Chicago was just there. I've tried so many times to like it and enjoy it. I don't like deep dish pizza. Oh. I went on the river because that's what everybody said. Oh, go on the river.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm from Miami.
River cruise I'm from Miami.
We actually got oceans. We got oceans and boat. I've been on a boat about 50 times. Like me on a boat in the middle of a river. Looking at architecture, that was boring as hell. I mean,
you're doing it for the wrong reason. You can go on a boat in Biloxi, Mississippi. It's not going to be like taking a boat in the Chicago River with the skyscrapers and the beautiful Chicago weather. Like, yeah, I don't think
that drive on the Miami River that takes you out to the Brickell into the ocean. You don't have to get
deep dish pizza, by the way. You can get tavern style pizza. It's square cut za. It is so good.
Detroit got square cut pizza too. Everybody got pizza. Deep dish, I don't want to bowl.
Everyone got pizza. You just don't understand.
I don't want to bowl.
What about a steak? A steak at Gibson's? How about a drive up to the suburbs? You hit Barnaby's. You get a little pizza and some green river
food. What I learned is I like the South Side. I need a little bit of color and flavor in my life. I've learned.
What about walking along Michigan Avenue?
Yeah, I need a little seasoning. Walking
along Michigan Avenue, you get yourself a little Chicago mixed popcorn from Garrett's.
Okay, I like the mixed popcorn. I can rock with it, but I'm sorry, Chicago. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get why everybody loves Chicago. I don't see the appeal.
It's the best city in the country.
It might as well be Indianapolis to me. It's like
because of their shrimp cocktail. Are you kidding me? Did you just compare
about food, man?
Did you just compare Indianapolis to Chicago?
Yeah, because it's a downtown city. I mean,
get him out of here.
It's all right.
Kill the camera. I can't talk to this guy anymore.
Me.
Oh, you kicked him off.
See ya, Omar.
Explain the bean. Just explain the bean.
Indianapolis. Get out of here. Anyone who compares Chicago to Indianapolis, I cannot give any more explanations on the bean or anything else. Sometimes you got to write someone off as a lost cause. Sometimes you've got to call it when the patient no longer has any quality of life left. I got to call it. Just call the patient. It's over. See you, Omar. Read his work in the Miami Herald and the Herald app, all that stuff. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, guys.
There you go, Omar Kelly. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.